in the UEFA Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rolling along. Tuesday. What's up, brothers?
What's up, brother?
It's your guys' day to shine.
I just want to win, Jeff.
No doubt about it. Doubleheader Monday Night Football games last night. Not bad. Tampa Bay doing Baker Mayfield stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's hurt, and he gets up, immediately starts trash-talking CeeDee Gardner-Johnson. Gotta love
that.
That's
so cool.
I thought he was done after that, dude. Too. The way that leg went like underneath like that. I'm like, oh my God, did we just lose Baker, a fourth quarterback on one day going down and out for an extended period of time? I was like, oh my God, not Baker.
Yeah, because there's a lot of quarterbacks got hurt last week.
I mean, we're talking a lot.
JJ,
10% of the NFL is out now from a quarterback standpoint.
Yeah, those three. Those are it.
Yeah, I mean, those are three big ones, too. Those three teams, you lose your quarterback, forget about it. You might as well start looking towards, you know, next season. And so when Baker went down, I'm like, oh, no. Like, I feel like he's America's quarterback. Like, everybody has their team. But, like, everybody roots for Baker, I feel like. And maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe that's just my perception because I root for Baker and I like him. And I feel like you guys root for Baker. And so you're in your little insulated bubble, right? Everybody's a Baker fan. But I do feel like he's America's quarterback. I feel like everybody knows he got screwed in Cleveland. And that makes people root for him even more, I think.
Yeah, I think that he's just one of – maybe it's because I feel like everybody is, like, my age that, like, grew up watching, like, Baker – but he's just been one of those athletes that's kind of gone before my eyes, like through his whole entire career, like transfer from Texas Tech. Why? Well, there was this guy named Patrick Mahomes there.
Right.
Goes to Oklahoma, wins a Heisman,
right.
Has his instances on the field with the whole KU game. But then you look at it and you're like, yeah, this Baker guy. It's like, well, technically, they told their fans and kids not to shake his hand or not acknowledge him and all that sort of stuff. So you can understand why that might make a hot-headed college kid a little bit upset.
Right.
Maybe you shouldn't have, you know, grabbed the twig and berries on the sideline, but to each their own.
But I like that chutzpah, man. Like, yeah, I do. I like that.
He backs it up.
Yeah.
Right? That, I mean,
and,
like,
and that's the other thing.
Won
yeah.
the Heisman.
Yeah.
Then he had the instance where he's, like, running from the police and, like, hit the guardrail or whatever it was. So you're like, oh, so he's one of these guys. He's, like, a frat boy athlete. And you're like, okay, well, then he gets drafted by the Browns. You're like, well, we've seen this before, but takes him to the playoffs.
Yep. Gets, almost beats the Chiefs.
Right. And then has the, you know, the stint in Carolina. Is that right? And then
Carolina.
And then the Rams
LA.
Pick him up. And then he becomes Tampa's quarterback, and he's done okay for them. Was a sleeper MVP at the beginning of the year this year, and then was a kind of like, don't forget about having good season guy as well that isn't Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, you know, Jackson, all these guys.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's this Baker guy here too. And then last night, another fourth quarter comeback from behind, you know, just he's grown, man. Like, he used to just be this happy feet. You know, I'm just going to be kind of like Ryan Fitzpatrick type, but younger and the new wave of it, to where it's like, all right, we trust him to go out there in the fourth quarter and lead this team to a victory. Yeah. Did exactly that last night.
And he did. And his teammates love him, and they trust him, and they believe in him. And look, there's something to be said for that. Like, Tampa's not this flashy team that I think, you know, everybody's going to be in love with. They're not going to put up 40 points per game or anything like that. But, boy, they're going to gut that thing out. And last night, as soon as Houston scored, they missed the two-point conversion. You just felt like it was going to be a Tampa win. I mean, there was a lot of time left on the clock. I don't think defensive coordinators have evolved enough in the NFL, too. After watching last weekend and really watching, you know, the end of the Monday night game, because we big JV football game last night, tailgating and everything,
hell yeah,
which was unbelievable.
I wasn't against that.
No, I wasn't necessarily against it either. I was just like, holy crap, somebody's tailgating on a Monday night awesome. At a JV football game is the ODAC, man.
I sent you the text. I'm like, well, it is dinner time.
Everybody was eating, you know, something in the stands. I'm like, yeah, that's a hell of an idea. Except when I got out of the car, the one guy was raw dogging it. You know, I'm like, okay, you don't need to just engulf the hot dog like that, dude. Like, this is, you put a bun on that thing, it's okay. But
car watching,
yeah, he probably is at that point. But like watching that game last night and games over the weekend, like, these defensive coordinators really need to make adjustments in how they call games. This prevent defense nonsense that people are going to right now, and we've said for generations it prevents a win, and they still go to it where they play this just back and back and back and let these guys kind of just matriculate this thing down the field. Field goal kickers can knock these things in from 65 yards now. Like, playing the prevent defense should be a fireable offense in the NFL. And with 2 minutes to go in that game last night, I thought Houston got loosey-goosey on the defensive side. Like, be aggressive, man. Go after. And they don't. They hung back, and then Baker runs for like 17 yards on 4th and 10 and picks it up because there's so much room underneath. And so I just don't understand why these coaches continually go back to that defense that just doesn't work, especially when you're only up 6 points.
Houston's problem last night is they kept shooting themselves in the foot. Like, it was just like every time they had some sort of play or like a sack, illegal hands to the face, or it was, you know, a stuffed run on the, you know, their own 10 yard line, getting, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pinned back towards the goal line. And then it was, you know, defensive offsides on, you know, whoever, Will Anderson Jr. But the Texans defense could use a little help from the Texans offense. And I think as we look at what that, because that defense swarms, D'Amico's got himself a unit over there on the defensive side.
So
but again, like, dummy O plays causing that team to stay on the field. And then their offense, and CJ Stroud looks like he's lost something. Like, it looks like he had it a really good rookie year. Last year was decent. And then this year, it's just kind of like something's not there. Like, there's not like a confidence in your throw. There's not. And again, doesn't have Tank Dell. Nico Collins getting double teamed. Everyone knows Nico Collins.
Traded his best offensive tackle. You know, like, those tough things happen.
So, I mean, it's kind of different. But, you know, sometimes you need to be, you know, checked out, you know, or you need a reality check. I think that's how you can kind of segue into this Chiefs stuff. Because yesterday, obviously, you get off work, or we get off work, and we get to experience the outside world, you know, from a media perspective and what the narrative is of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think the 0-2 thing, because I've seen a lot of people, and we talk about it in our Instagram videos, we do an MVP every Monday for the Chiefs game, and hard to find an MVP when you lose. But what I gave my MVP to was the fan base. And I know that we don't, you know, we give the text line a hard time, we give the YouTube people a hard time, or whoever it may be. Everything, most of the people yesterday, I think if you were to poll it, about 75% of people were still very optimistic, very open, because of the trust that the Chiefs have built. And we can all agree that this is the start to a Chiefs season under this reign that we're not used to seeing. And I think that also goes for the team itself, right? Like, Travis Kelce is all over the internet. It's just this crying, screaming baby about, it's like, well, then stop doing it and just go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see these plays, or you see how this team doesn't look like a Chiefs team before. But, I mean, again, like, you're 0-2, and you look around the room, and you're like, okay, there's one team here that's kind of in the same field as us, and that's the Houston Texans. They've been a playoff team the last 2 years. They probably shouldn't be 0-2, but they are. How are they going to react? We're 0-2 with the Dolphins and the Saints and all these other teams that we're not supposed to be in the room with. How does that reality check affect your team? And you got to think it's got to be a positive because you do have a very winnable game on Sunday night against the Giants. I think the Giants are a fighting team. It'll be interesting to see how these two teams play against each other. One should be significantly better than the other, but do we honestly know that? We'll find out when they kick the ball up because 0-2 is one hell of a reality check for your team.
Well, 0-2 is 0-2, but it's an 0-2 that is going to get better, right? We're getting guys back. Xavier Worthy probably this week. Rashee Rice, we know, week 7. And then you look around the league and what happened yesterday, you know, with Daniels going down for about a month. Joe Burrow's probably done for the year. You and I were doing the math 3 months, you know,
middle of December. And where's your record at?
Yeah, exactly. Is it worth it coming back at that point in time? Joe Burrow, J.J. McCarthy now down for probably a couple of weeks as well. I mean, 10% of the quarterbacks now in the NFL, starting quarterbacks, are down for an extended period of time. And so there are teams that are 2-0 that have major losses already on their sideline. We're sitting at an 0-2 team, and we're going to be getting better as the season, as the weeks go along. And, you know, the perspective is interesting because out and about yesterday, nobody was panicked. I mean, I think they're, and I was just doing an interview with our friends over at BetMGM this morning, and we were kind of talking about some of this stuff. I think you have your social media text line people who are all the time, and then you have people out in public who are just normal human beings that don't. I mean, it was a game, and they move on, and it's okay, and they know Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and so I was talking to these folks at BetMGM. They're like, "Man, everybody's dancing on the grave of the Chiefs." I'm like, "Go for it, dance on that grave, because they're not dead, right?" Like, it's amazing the national perspective that you get when you talk to people who do what we do in a different market or do it nationally. Because the host even said to me, "Well, I mean, this is going to be different. The Chiefs need home field advantage to get to the Super Bowl." I go, "Actually, they don't, because 2 years ago they went 11-6 and beat Josh Allen on the road and beat Lamar Jackson on the road." And the response was this: "Ugh." That was the response from the host. Like, they totally forgot that Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs went on the road and beat Josh Allen and beat Lamar Jackson just 2 years ago. So the perspective that people have on this organization from a national standpoint is a faux perspective, because they don't realize, they're not in it every day. I can't blame them. I don't have a true perspective on the Raiders or a true perspective on the Broncos or a true perspective on any of the other teams that we don't follow from a daily basis. We know what's going on here in Kansas City. And so people are dancing on a grave. They think they need home field advantage. Like, all of this stuff that just isn't true about the Kansas City Chiefs is what people are believing nationally. And so I say, let them continue to believe that stuff. Let them think that, you know, this team is dead. At the end of the year, we'll see where they are. And again, going back to Derek Johnson yesterday, 2015, they were 1-5 and they won 10 straight. That team is nowhere near better. I don't know that they have a player on that team, and we'd have to think about this, that's better than players that they have now. Maybe Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle, obviously.
Well, you could Jamal put in there. Charles at running back.
Was he on that? He was on that 2015.
He's on position to position? Yeah, for sure. They'll have some better position players.
I think that's the year. Wasn't that the year Jamal Charles got hurt?
I can't remember now. I don't remember if Jamal
like the Bears
was on that team.
Like week 3 at home.
Yeah. That's when they went 1-5. We're like, oh, well, Charles is hurt. We're 1-5. I thought that was 2015, but I could be wrong.
I could be wrong. I want to say 2015 was his last year, and he played in Denver that year. But again, I don't know. But if you go position for position, I would imagine the majority of the players are better on this squad than they were on that 2015 team, and they still figured out a way. They still figured out how to get it done. And that's because they have of Andy Reid.
Yeah, Charles got hurt that year.
He did get hurt
in
that
week
year.
Week 5.
In week 5, and then they won. That is actually quite comical. He goes down in week 5 when they're like 1-5, 1-4, and then they go on and they win 10 straight without Jamal. And they did it without their best offensive weapon at that point in time.
They beat Houston, and they lost to Denver, Green Bay, Cincinnati, Chicago, Minnesota. And then went on that run.
Then they went on that run, and they did it without Jamal Charles back then, when you had Alex Smith as your quarterback, and you didn't have Travis Kelce, who Travis Kelce is today. And I think the wide receivers were probably, you know, Burt Macklin and a couple of other guys that you Jason Avant and whatnot are probably
Chris Conley,
out there.
Chris Albert Conley. Wilson, Jeremy Macklin.
Yeah, Jeremy.
DeAnthony Thomas and Charcander Quest were your running backs.
My gosh. Like
Niall Davis.
Niall Davis is on that team. So this team.
in the UEFA Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Team is better than what that team was, and they still figured out a way to get it done. And so that's why I don't sit here and panic, and I don't think anybody should be panicking right now. But I know nationally they think this is a great deal that the Kansas City Chiefs are sitting at 0-2, and they want to start dancing on that grave. But be careful what you wish for, you know?
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go. At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place. When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe,
Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.